That's Pink and Nate Roos, 98.3 The Coast, the best mix and the best mix in the morning show. I'm Zach East with your music news update for today, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. The show will not go on for the Grammy Awards, which have been postponed until an unspecified date. Yeah, this year's ceremony was scheduled for January 31st, but organizers cited the latest COVID spike as a reason for taking it off the calendar for now. The initial plan was to stage a scaled-down show with no live audience, but even that proved to be too difficult to pull off. A source tells Rolling Stone that this year's ceremony is likely to be held in March, but could not confirm whether Trevor Noah would remain signed on as the host. The 2021 Grammy nominations were led by Beyoncé, who picked up 9, while Taylor Swift followed with 6. Dead or alive, the IRS wants its money from the estate of Prince. The Internal Revenue Service says the executors of the pop star's estate undervalued it by almost $80 million. The government is looking for back taxes to be paid in the amount of $32 million, with an added penalty in the millions. Prince died nearly 5 years ago without a will, making it one of the messiest court cases in Minnesota that they've ever seen. His 6 siblings are currently waiting for their cut of the fortune. And the hockey writers say the Los Angeles Kings have removed a Taylor Swift banner from the Staples Center because their fans think it's cursed. The Kings have been covering the banner since October of 2019. They've not had any playoff success since Taylor's banner was hung on October 21st of 2015. So they figured getting rid of it might change something. And that is music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show.